21 minutes before the hour on Wednesday morning, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Do you have a friend, do you have a family member, it's Catholic, but headed down the wrong path? You've seen where their life is going, and you may talk about it behind their back. You may pray for them, but do you say anything to them? And that's a difficult conversation to have with somebody else, isn't it? When you see them going down the wrong path, and that fraternal correction that you know is the right thing to do, that you know is the moral thing to do, what you need to do to help them on the path to heaven. But how do you craft that conversation? Becky Carter is going to help us now correct someone who's on the wrong path to have that conversation, a very difficult conversation, but one that could save their soul. Becky's a freelance writer and podcast host joining us from the beautiful hills of Northwest Arkansas. Becky, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning, John and Glenn. Thanks for having me.
Boy, it's got to be one of the most difficult conversations to have because in all of our, I can think in my own life where, you know, some of my family members who are baptized as Catholics have or are on the wrong path or have strayed away from the church. And it's always the elephant in the room when you get together. But how do you start to have that conversation about the truth of your faith?
You know, I mean, you always hear that we're supposed to just share the gospel and lead really by our lives. But sometimes the rubber has to hit the road. And we have to start asking some good questions to maybe plant the seed for someone to make a change or to actually analyze what they're doing. And maybe this isn't right. It's really hard not to come across as accusational or, you know, really putting them on the spot.
Yeah, and also with friends as well. An interesting thing has happened with a couple of friends that I've worked with in this radio business who hear this radio program on Relevant Radio, and suddenly they're asking questions about their faith. So we all have to turn into Patrick Madrid and not only defend our faith in a way that we know is good, but help instruct them and get them back on the path. And at first blush, it's a little unsettling because it also tests you about your faith, but if you just hand it over to the Holy Spirit's going to guide you through that very difficult conversation if someone's on the wrong path or looking for the path to come back. At least that's been my experience, thanks be to God.
Amen. Yeah. I mean, I fell away from the church for 17 years. My father was in diaconate formation at that time.
Wow.
And I know. So speaking of letting the Holy Spirit do the work, I mean, my parents really had to be patient and pray, lots of prayer, lots of sacrifice, waiting for the right time, planting seeds, saying things that ruffled our feathers, but eventually, you know, the grace of the sacrament and my husband's great intellectual conversion, you know, brought us back, and obviously with a lot of zeal.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to, Becky, sometimes calculate, and this comes up in, should I attend this person's wedding or not, because it's not, you know, the strict Catholic way, but do we have to calculate whether we could lose that relationship for, you know, maybe years in some occasions, and whether that would do greater harm to the ultimate goal of getting them to heaven than just confronting them right on the spot?
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely we should probably never correct in haste. You know, correcting someone right on the spot really opens ourselves up for responding and out of fear, you know, fear for their soul, but also just the fear of the situation. We don't know what's really going to happen, but we have to fear God more than we fear the rejection of a friend. And to fear God is to want what is good for another. That, of course, that's the definition of charity, to really will the good of another or yourself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's really one of those, you have to pray and discern and know, when do I take that stand? How do I take that stand? What questions can I ask to help them on that path to coming back home to the truth, the protection, you know, the bosom of Mother Church? Really, that's where our happiness, our safety is.
Right, to tell them the truth. And in that truth, they see the love that you have for them. We're talking about how to correct someone who's on the wrong path. Becky Carter has written about this for the National Catholic Register, and we'll share that with you on our Morning Air Facebook page. And what have you done if you've had to correct someone who's on the wrong path? Maybe it's a family member, maybe a friend. How did you have that conversation, and what happened when you saw somebody going down the wrong path and you knew that you had to correct that because they were headed to sin? It was your obligation as a Catholic to help get them to heaven. What did you do? How did the conversation go? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line on correcting someone who's on the wrong path. Some of my family members have said in listening to this radio program, gee, John, we knew you were Catholic, but we didn't know you were that Catholic. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And these are folks who, you know, may or may not practice their faith, depending on what their schedule is like, to be honest with you. But that was not so much a challenge as much as an opportunity that the Holy Spirit gave me to start that conversation by, well, what do you think being that Catholic is all about? And then you can see the light go on, that light bulb over their head, Becky, because there was like, oh, okay. And they see that living their faith doesn't have as many obstacles as they thought might be in their path.
I love that question. That's really a great question to see where they are. I mean, we have a level of culpability, which is the big fancy Catholic word. But, you know, when I left the faith, I didn't really know the faith. So how culpable, you know, how much did I really know? What was I really denying? And so a lot of our family members are probably in that same boat as I was. And we kind of have to figure out where people are, meet them where their hurts are.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage them where they're lacking in faith. That's really what the Lord is asking us to do. We really do have to love on them.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you start having that conversation, they realize that you're not going to quiz them with Bible audio clues, Alex, for 2,000, please. And they get the daily double and they have to answer some question about their faith they don't know. But it's the common everyday questions they have that can really bring somebody back to the faith. With Becky Carter talking about how to correct someone who's on the wrong path. Julie, listening in Portland, Maine, joining us this morning at 888-914-9149. Julie, have you ever had to correct someone who's on the wrong path? What happened?
Well, not yet, thankfully. My kids are still young-ish. But I just wanted to make the comment that, you know, in terms of people going down the wrong path, one of the things I think we need to do better as Christians and Catholics is to take a serious look at what's being taught in the public schools, starting as early as age 10 in the fifth grade. I've had kids go through these public school sex ed programs, and it's horrible. It's just really appalling, and it's a lot of what they're taught is an insult to our faith. And I, in terms of combating the origins of people heading down the wrong path, I think this is an area where there's some, you know, opportunity for Catholics to band together and find a way to combat some of these things that are being taught to our kids very, very early on.
Julie raises a good point, Becky, and the key word there is opportunity. It's the opportunity that the Holy Spirit has given us to kind of get out and ahead of that. What Julie was just talking about with young kids and sex ed programs in the public school system is exactly what's being discussed, what was discussed yesterday at the Synod for Youth in Rome, is this greater focus from the clergy all the way down to those of us who sit in the pews about what sexuality and chastity is all about.
Yeah. Our culture is so tough right now. I really, truly believe that the first line of defense is we, as the parents, have to inform ourselves, number one, what's happening in the culture, but we have to know what our church teaches about sexuality. We have to know it in the deepest core of who we are. We have to practice our faith, and we have to practice it with all the passion and zeal, understanding the true beauty of what it is. So when we talk to our children and you show them and share with them the authentic beauty of what sexuality is and how God created us to be, then they can start to sniff out the deceiver, because we are created to know beauty. And unless we have educated them with that knowledge, then they're going to have a harder time really discerning what is good and what is not. So I love that, Julie. You have an excellent point.
Julie, thanks for that call. And Becky, when we talked about how difficult it is maybe with family members or those really close to us in confronting them, those that are still in our circle of influence, but maybe we're not going to lose a brother for a decade or something like that, but we kind of seem to have to overcome political correctness. A lot of things that we might want to say from a church point of view don't necessarily jibe with what pop culture tells people to do. And do we need to kind of identify and realize we need to overcome that fear of maybe not being cool by bringing up sin?
Yeah. Well, yeah, typically bringing up sin isn't a very cool subject, depending on your circle of friends. You know, if you're circled by friends who genuinely want to serve the Lord and be obedient, then most of the time they're going to be open to correction. I know sometimes I've been corrected and it didn't feel very good. And, you know, as I even stated in the article, I had a sour apple that day, and I just didn't respond to the question because I knew what the truth was. But it took a time with the Lord and the Holy Spirit really probing my heart. And sometimes we have to be ready to just ask that probing question. We're not the Holy Spirit. We don't cause conversion, but we do plant seeds, and then we allow the Lord to fertilize it and let that grow into goodness.
So beautifully said.
Redemption.
Yep.
Yeah.
Becky Carter with us this morning. She's written a piece for the National Catholic Register on how to correct someone who's on the wrong path, and how have you done it, and what's happened? 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Peter's in Franklin, Wisconsin this morning. Peter, welcome to Morning Air. Have you had to correct someone who's on the wrong path?
Hi there. I certainly attempted with one of my good friends, lifelong friend, and he's at times, you know, he's gotten to a point where he doesn't really trust the institution of the church. He doesn't trust that God could be good because of certain issues that have arisen in his family. But he can't rely on people to, you know, to be reliable for him. He can't. And so in that sense, he doesn't think that God, you know, is there for him, and that other people aren't really there for him. So it's been difficult to try and show him that that is present, and that is something that can be, you know, a gift for him. So I'm kind of struggled with how can I show him, you know, how can I plant a seed for him that the church is something you can trust and not trying to exploit him or other people.
Mm, good question. Becky?
Wow. That really is a tough one when someone has been hurt by people and they move that hurt onto the church. A lot of us can be hurt by our earthly fathers, and they put that on the Heavenly Father because there's just so many pains and wounds. You know, that's such a hard one to answer because every situation is so different. I would definitely encourage you to continue to pray for him and love on him. Listen to him. Let him air his hurt. Don't judge him. You know, don't put your assumptions on him. Really, just be a friend and walk with him through that path. Invite him to adoration. I think adoration is a non-threatening way to expose someone to the physical presence of Jesus Christ, the healer. I have had non-Catholics go to adoration with me. It's a peaceful place to pray. It's just a peaceful place to sit. And you can't help but be touched, whether they realize it or not. They will be touched by Jesus in the Eucharist when they're sitting there. So offer little things like that. And just don't stop praying. Don't stop offering sacrifices for him.
And just be that listening board. Peter, thank you. Call us back. Let us know how we can help in this conversion of your friend and bring him back to the faith as we help correct someone who's on the wrong path. And in many instances, Becky, we're obviously bringing them back to the faith, but in a lot of cases, all they need is the invitation. It's like, well, why don't you come with me to Mass? Or as you suggest, adoration is a magnificent way to bring somebody back when they might say, well, what do I do? And you just say, just listen. And I know we're looking in the mirror as cradle Catholics saying the same thing. Just sit there and listen. Just sit there and listen to the Lord in his presence. And then let him take over. Because how many times in these situations, Becky, do we want to be God, right? And fix everything right there on the spot. He's like, oh, yeah, come to me. I'll get everything fixed for you here in 20 minutes. And it doesn't work that way. We just plant the seeds.
I wish it did.
Yeah.
but it doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. And also, it's the patience. And very often you'll find, I don't know if you found this, Becky, but when you're trying to correct somebody and bring them onto the right path or help them as Peter's trying to help his friend come back into the church, the gifts that you receive are often greater. And that's an important point to bring up to that person that you're helping, is the gifts that you're receiving from God through them.
Oh, absolutely. Encouraging fallen away friends to get back to the sacrament of confession is one of my favorite pastimes. I don't know why, but I know why, because the sacrament of confession is so beautiful, and I can't imagine. I can't believe I went that long without going to confession when I was fallen away. But to see their conversion after that sacrament and what the Lord is doing in their life, it wasn't me. I just invited them. I didn't do anything else other than that, and encouraged them along the way. It truly is a gift, because that's what true joy is about. That's what walking in love is, and because that's what Christ has called us to do, is repent and live in joy and freedom. And that's where true happiness is.
And then what you see is the fact that you probably know more about your faith, and you're probably living your faith in a more demonstrative way than even you realized it, when you see and get feedback from those you're helping back on the path to heaven.
Yeah, definitely. Because they're encouraging back. You know, there's the whole talk about the charisms, and you should be energized, but it's all about building up the kingdom. And when you are doing that, the people realize it. You know, there's probably something about you that people have always said, wow, you are such a great listener. I just really appreciate how you can listen, or, you know, how your words are always encouraging. Whatever it is, everyone's created differently, but that's when we're really building up the kingdom in depth with the Holy Spirit because of his gift.
Absolutely. Yep. Planting the seeds that the Holy Spirit is giving you. You plant the seeds, the Holy Spirit waters them. We'll put Becky's article up on our Morning Air Facebook page, because it is a terrific, terrific foundation for those of you who are helping someone get back on the path to heaven. Or if you see somebody who's going down the wrong path, a way to just help them and accompany them. Accompaniment, another very big word in this conversation. Becky Carter is a freelance writer and podcast host, mom of five children. She's in Northwestern Arkansas. Follow her online at ThrivingInTheTrenches.com. Becky, great conversation. Come back on Morning Air again. Let's continue our conversation. This is good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for having me.